There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Nancy and Amanda, everybody. Yay! Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, Nancy and Amanda. How are you?
We're great.
We're good.
Good. Yeah. Wonderful. Whose idea was this?
This was mine, but ran it past her first.
Yes. And then she's sitting in the hot seat. How does that happen?
I know. Well, we
volunteer?
Went back and forth a lot.
Oh, you've debated?
Yes.
Yeah.
We know each other really well, but Amanda has better recall than I do. So
here's hoping.
Yeah. There's also the strategy of who has more to lose if something embarrassing is revealed.
True.
Yeah.
Who's got around the, about who's, that, too.
Yeah. And you figured she's the safer bet out of the two of you?
Maybe.
All secrets are safe. You know, we're good.
Okay. All right. So how long have you been friends?
What did we say? 19?
Yep.
19 years?
It's 19 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And how many marriages has that seen you through those 19 years?
Still both married?
Yes.
To the first one?
Yes. We just actually had our anniversary, too. So we got married in 2010.
That's right.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So 8.
Mm-hmm.
Any kids?
Yes, I have 3.
Oh, that's a lot of children.
Well, 2 came at the same time.
Oh.
So okay. I have twins.
Amanda.
And how old are the twins?
They will be 4 on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. Boys or girls?
2 boys.
You are screwed.
I have a 7-year-old daughter, almost 8.
Is she in charge?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She runs the show.
She's got them
handled.
She
knows what riles them up. And
and then she knows how to get them straightened out real quick?
No.
No? She makes it worse?
Yes, sometimes.
That's a problem. She's supposed to be
she's
little
a
Miss
redhead,
Bossy Pants.
So we think she's sassy and,
the
she's
fire.
The boss.
Wow. How about you?
We have 1 girl and 1 boy. So we have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
So yours are little.
Yeah. They're best buddies right now. I mean, they do get into mischief, but they're buddies.
Nice. And when they all get together, what is that like?
It's hilarious
it's
to watch.
Fun.
Yes.
Yeah. They get along all pretty well.
Yes, they do.
So who's going to have a crush on who when they get a little older, do you think? Or has that already happened?
I don't know. I don't think their ages are age and sex is not going to be close enough. I don't think because
you don't think so?
I think the boys could be friends.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
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 Definitely friends.
But she lucks out because I can give her all of our clothes.
Yes. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Even though I can pass them on. Yeah. And then I pass them on too. So that's huge.
Oh, that'll be perfect.
Yeah.
Now you said you guys have known each other for 19 years. How did you meet?
We worked together at a bridal store in high school and college. So it was like the measuring of bridesmaids and selling bridesmaids dresses and dealing with crazy brides and going out when you're in high school and college. And then you go to work and you're like, oh, my gosh, we just went to bed 3 hours ago and now we have to be selling all this stuff. But it was a blast. We had a great time working together. And that's how it all started.
Right.
Very nice. Do you work now?
Yes,
we do. I'm an office manager.
And I am a sales manager for higher education.
Very cool. Wow. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and kick you out now, Nancy, if you're good with that.
Yes.
Yeah, Nancy is heading out. She will be hanging out in the Jeff and Jen soundproof isolation booth so that Amanda can speak freely.
All right.
All right. Doors officially sealed shut. Jen, whenever you're ready.
What celebrity would she want to have a baby with?
Ooh. We just saw A Star Is Born.
Oh, God.
And I got to say Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, especially in that movie.
Yes.
Don't you? I just love him with that hair and that
and
facial hair. So much better than with the short blonde hair and clean shaven. I like him little rough.
Yeah. Me too.
Good answer. Would she love most to dance on Broadway, on a bar, or on a pole?
I'm going to say on a bar.
On a bar.
Because I think in our early 20s, we may have.
May have once or twice done that. Nice. Where's her favorite place to go shoe shopping?
We're not very fancy shoppers, so I'm going to say Target.
Okay. When she looks in the mirror naked, what is she most proud of?
I'm going to say her butt.
Her butt.
Yes.
Okay. And fifth and final, which of your kids is her favorite?
Which of her kids?
Which of your kids is her favorite?
Ooh. Well, she is Hayden, which is one of my twin son's godmother.
Okay.
So I'm going to say him.
All right. There's your five questions. Now that Amanda has answered all five, we're bringing Nancy back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Amanda's. Welcome back, Nancy.
Welcome. Thanks. That was fast.
I like how she came back in there and welcomed us. Did you notice that?
It's good to be back.
Thanks, Nancy. It's really good to be here.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
So the first question. The first question is worth $10.
Okay. What celebrity would you want to have a baby with?
Would I want to have a baby with?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my list would be long, but the one person that I why did I just blank on his name from the movie we just saw?
Which what movie did you just see?
With Lady Gaga and
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. Is that sad? This is why you answered the questions.
I answered the questions.
Yep. All right, there's your $10.
Well, it just makes you wonder how many men she's had babies with, and she doesn't even remember their names.
I just said, you know. Yeah. Different show, I guess.
Next question is worth $20.
Would you love most to dance on Broadway, on a bar, or on a pole?
On a bar?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. The next question is worth $30.
Where's your favorite place to go shoe shopping?
Target.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, you guys are doing great. Another $30. Next question is worth $40.
When you look in the mirror naked, what are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a strange question. My stomach? I don't know.
I said your butt. Because you can shake it pretty good.
Thanks.
And welcome back.
Yeah.
See, I'd probably say my pedicure.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So far, you guys have $60. If you get this fifth and final question right, you win another $40, bringing your total take to $100.
Okay.
Which of her kids is your favorite?
Oh, that's so not fair.
I know. Right?
I love them all equally.
I know you do. That is the politically correct answer.
I totally love them all equally.
And I think she knows that, but which one? You got to pick one.
I don't know.
She had an answer.
Actually, quite quickly.
And she had a reason for that.
Yeah, I would say Hayden because I am his godmother.
There you go.
That's what I said.
That would make sense.
It makes sense.
Right. So you got $100, guys. Yay! Congratulations.
Yeah. Well done.
Awesome. Nice.
Amanda, Nancy, thank you for coming on the Best Friend Game. You truly are best friends.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
I actually love Christmas. Like, I love the spirit of the holiday season. And I love traditional Christmas songs, and I hope for a white Christmas every year. Something I get really excited about. But, yeah, I guess, you know, I do get burned on it if it comes in too early and it doesn't really feel like the weather doesn't really feel very Christmassy. If it's just sunny and if it's like a 60-degree day, it's hard for me to get into that headspace. So, traditionally, you know, in my family as a kid growing up, it was always the day after Thanksgiving that we did the big changeover. And it was a big thing. Like, you spent the day decorating and getting the tree out, just getting the tree out and assembling. We had a fake tree.
Uh-huh.
And I just remember, like, all the ends were color-coded, you know, so you knew exactly.
Oh, yeah. I actually was talking to Scott about this because our new tree is just, like, three pieces, the bottom, the middle, and the top. I go, my mom's tree is, like, you do all the yellows.
End of it, yeah.
And then you do all the blues. And the fluffing is horrible. I hate that.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that's the worst part.
So the radio station that I grew up listening to as a kid in Boston would play Christmas music. It would be after Thanksgiving, but they would play it when it was snowing so that it would enhance the
only
atmosphere.
When it was snowing? Well, it was snowing most of the time there, wasn't it?
It was, as I recall. So if it was snowing, you know, the DJ had some leeway where he could, you know, basically play whatever he wanted that was appropriate to the moment. So it just really added to the atmosphere. And I'm one of those people that believe you got to sacrifice everything for atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Atmosphere is what it's all about, right? Especially when it comes to the holiday. So that's why.
And that's why you put up your 6-inch tree. Atmosphere is everything.
That's a lot of work.
You know what? Your Christmas tree is smaller than a bottle of bourbon. It should just decorate your bottle of bourbon.
But I will submit.
Magic is in your heart.
It is in your heart. And by the way, that is my Charlie Brown Christmas tree, which is another Christmas tradition that I look forward to every year.
We just watched a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving last night. Jacob got that out, and we watched that last night.
That's another
favorite. Will you go over to Kristen's house or anyone's house when they're decorating since you have such a small tree?
Sure.
Well, see, that's nostalgic for you.
But I understand why one out of three people get burned out, because we start celebrating and talking about it, in some cases playing Christmas music in freaking September. So by the time Christmas rolls around, you're done. Here are the 10 things that cause it. Wrapping presents, especially if you got a lot of presents to wrap. Non-stop holiday commercials on television.
Non-stop.
The pressure of making Christmas special, especially if you got kids. You want it to be memorable. You want to leave them with lasting impressions that are positive memories. Constantly hearing holiday music. Figuring out what to buy people.
That gets, you know, harder and harder as the people that you buy for, you know, get older and older, and they have, like, you people. Anything that you people want, you've already gotten for yourself.
What do you mean by you people?
You people!
You especially.
I know.
And you know what's crazy is I'm the easiest. Like, honest to God, I don't want anything. I just want your love, your time.
Well, hey, he's putting love above time now. He's shifting a little bit. Look at that.
You. Getting older is definitely showing on you a little.
I know.
When you put love before
the
time.
The little things. Simple things. Let's see. Buying presents. Long lines. Crowds. The shopping. Shopping was number one. 65% of people say the thing that they get burned out on the holidays the most is the consumerism.
It's
the
hardest part. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to spend some significant time this weekend, probably. Well, yeah, I will, at Liberty Center.
Yeah.
You know, just walking around and the hardest part of the shopping is, as I'm finding things for other people, I'm seeing all of these things that I want for myself. So talking myself out of buying that stuff can be really exhausting. And so it's just like,
see, I love,
but I want it, you know,
I love shopping for myself at Christmas. That's the best thing. You get a good deal, Jen.
Well, yeah, but you see, I get deals year round. I don't need extra good deals.
It's different
at Christmas time.
You and I, we don't go shopping for ourselves very often.
Correct.
So when we go out shopping for others, it turns into a little bit of,
like, oh, this is exciting.
Yeah.
I like that.
Jen shops all the time.
The thing that burns the bum, burns me out the fastest is the negative, nasty people. Because, like, when people
about the decorating for Christmas too early?
Well, not just that. Like, that's Jeff.
In the parking lot?
People get nasty, man. I just am like, it's the holidays! You know,
right.
I mean, like, it's Christmas and Thanksgiving. Why are you being so mean?
Yeah. Because they've lost sight of what it's all about.
Yeah.
Because they've gotten sucked into the consumerism of all of it.
So maybe
it's about a race to get the things.
They're caught up in the Christmas matrix.
Exactly.
Because I love all of that. I love the busy mall. I love going and shopping and seeing stuff and going to Festival of Lights and all of that stuff is
We do
awesome.
Have so many cool things
so
going around,
much.
You know, going on.
Listen.
Around the holidays.
Krista and I had a conversation last year, and we said, you know, for the amount of money, when you think about, like, all the people you have to buy for and all the presents you purchase and the money that is spent, if you were to just do a rough estimate, tally that all up, you know, how much do you think that would be? And it's different for every family, but we discovered, I mean, we could take a family trip, like with her and her kids, and you know, her two of her kids, they're adult kids. They've moved out of the house. One's living on her own. The other is in college. The other is about to go off to college.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, getting everybody under one roof is tough.
Mm-hmm.
And so what if we could set some time where we all went somewhere as a family? What if that was our Christmas gift? You know, you talk That's about
amazing.
Time,
yeah.
Right? Well, this is what this comes back to my whole thing is time.
Love and time.
Love and time, right?
Well, and endless memories for sure with
and
family.
Yes, endless memories. So that's what we did. We made the decision. Next year, we're going away as a family. So we'll be in town for Christmas Day, and we might exchange some stocking stuffers, but that's really pretty much it. And mm-hmm. then we're going away together. All three of her kids, her,
cool.
me, and I can't wait.
And That'll you guys fun. Finance the whole trip?
Yep.
You want to adopt us?
No, but I mean, that's the thing. It's like we're all paying in, you know, this is a family thing.
I do. It's a great idea.
You know what else is a really great idea is playing shop till you drop, because that way all the money that you would be spending on other people, you can just give them what you won from us and then take that money and go buy stuff for yourself.
That's a great idea.
Or go on a trip all alone.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.